Good morning and welcome to another Monday Coffee. It's been quite a week or couple weeks. And one of the things that's given me inspiration this week is the prophets. And for us, we often think of the prophets as like these magical wizard type people that can predict the future. But that's not exactly what prophets are. Prophets are people who step up and speak truth to power. Speaking truth, God's truth, to the powers that be in the day that what you are doing is wrong. It is not of God's way. It's not part of God's reality. It is somehow going against it. And because of that, it is going to destroy itself by not following what God has put in place for us. Now, many of us have used this or heard it in ways that, like, when 9/11 happened, I believe somebody like Jerry Falwell or famous preachers like that said something, this is God's judgment on our nation for gay marriage or things like that. This isn't really what I'm talking about. What the prophets are saying, they're not particularly putting out one sin, but it's saying this system of power is not listening to the vulnerable and the poor that God's heart is with. In Zechariah, it says in chapter 7, and this is a prophetic book, it says, treat one another justly, love your neighbors, be compassionate with each other. Don't take advantage of widows, orphans, visitors, and the poor. Don't plot and scheme against one another. That's evil. But did your ancestors listen? No, they set their jaws in defiance. They shut their ears. They steeled themselves against God's revelation, the spirit-filled sermons preached by the earlier prophets by order of God. And God became angry, really angry, because he told them everything plainly and they wouldn't listen to a word he said. So, if they won't listen to God, God won't listen to them. God scattered them to the four winds. They ended up strangers wherever they were. Their promised land became a vacant lot. Weeds and tin cans and thistles, not a sign of life. They turned a dreamland into a wasteland. Now, Zechariah is talking about the Israelites, right? That they were promised this promised land by God, and they were the oppressed people, and eventually they became the oppressor. And so now the promised land that they were promised is now a wasteland because they have become the very thing that they were against. The Bible is filled with these moments where Christianity, the faith, is supposed to listen to the voices of the oppressed, the downtrodden, the poor, and the most vulnerable within our society. I always think that based off of the Old Testament and the New Testament, what Jesus says, that if you take care of the prisoner, if you take care of the widow, the orphaned, you also take care of me. That the Bible is chock full of all these ideas that the most vulnerable people is actually the mission of God's people. And when we ignore that, we start to destroy ourselves. And so when we hear the oppressed, when we hear the downtrodden, the more vulnerable within our societies cry out for justice, when we hear the wailing of the most vulnerable and we ignore it, or we come up with excuses of why it's not legitimate, or we say stuff like, yeah, but what about this? We aren't actually listening. We are not doing our duty of what God is trying to tell us through people. I think the most vulnerable, when they cry out, that is God trying to get our attention. And we could make all the excuses we want about, well, it's not good for violence, it's not good to loot and riot and hurt people. It's not good to kill cops. It's not any of that. But what we're missing in all that, because that's true, but what we're missing in that is that this is the cries of anguish. And we as Christians, as we have people of faith, need to wake up. We need to hear it. Because when the most vulnerable are crying out, that is God crying out to us and saying, there is something very wrong, and you need to listen. That's what the prophets said. That's how that is relayed to us today. And so we should be the leaders of change. And Mr. Rogers always said to kids when there's bad things that happen, to look for the helpers. And we use that a lot. We tell people that, look for the helpers. But guess what? That's for kids. For us as adults, you are the helper. You are the one that the kids look up to, have seen what it means to actually stand up for people when injustice is happening. You get to live out that prophetic vision of Zechariah and all the prophets of the Old Testament. So this week, may you stand up in some way for injustice. May you hear the cries of the vulnerable, because those are the cries of God. Have a great week.